Silver Airways is one of the three major airlines flying out of Tallahassee Regional Airport. And in a TLH terminal Wednesday, the carrier spokeswoman, Misty Pinson, announced the new services.
Starting February 12, 2015, just in time for the legislative session, Silver is starting new nonstop service between Tallahassee and Fort Lauderdale on peak travel days, Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. In addition, we're looking forward to doubling our service between Tallahassee and Orlando to two daily flights with a schedule that's ideal for same-day travel for business travelers.
And she says it's just the beginning.
We've been listening to our state legislators, officials, and employees, as well as our customers, and we're looking forward to even further expanding our operations here in Tallahassee.
Recalling the alternative, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he couldn't be happier.
It has always been a pet peeve for me, and I'm sure so many other members of our community, to have to go north in order to go south in our own state of Florida. And to go north, as you know from here, means to Atlanta or to some other part of our country in order to travel in this state.
And Scott Maddox agrees. He's been working closely with the airport's director, Chris Curry, on this project, holding a model of the 34-passenger Silver Airways jet in his hand. Maddox says it's good for college students, state officials, the community, and business leaders.
This means that students that live in South Florida that are coming up for Florida State University, Florida A&M University, or Tallahassee Community College can travel back and forth and can get home in time for Thanksgiving. This means that state legislators can get up here for special sessions and regular sessions and things that when time matters. This means that our citizens can travel for leisure to South Florida when they want to at a competitive rate on a nonstop flight. This is more than just an airplane. It's an opportunity for our city.
While the flights in question will be taking off in February of next year, reservations are available now. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.